This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying tuned. I'm Shaoning and this is The Morning Run with Roshan Karnason. It's just gone past 7:18 in the morning. It's Friday, the 27th of November. But we have a very interesting day. In fact, in half an hour, we'll be speaking to Moi MP and former Youth and Sports Minister, Syed Saddiq, on the government's plans to bring back national service. But in the meantime, let's talk about our cabotage policy.
Earlier this week, tech giants sounded the alarm over concerns that Malaysia's internet infrastructure would be compromised. And this followed the revocation of the cabotage exemptions for foreign ships to repair undersea submarine cables. In a nutshell, this cabotage policy restricts foreign registered ships from operating in domestic waters without a permit. And under the Pakatan government, an exemption was given in 2019, specifically allowing foreign ships to repair undersea cables and improve Malaysia's maintenance record, which was poor compared to peers in the region. I think the concern here was essentially, how fast can you repair the cables if something goes wrong?
Yeah. So yesterday, Dato' Sri Wee Ka Siong said that he held a virtual meeting with tech companies to assure them that foreign ships will not be restricted from repairing cables if local vessels are unable to do the works. On the other side of the debate, though, local ship industries welcomed the decision and said that it would protect the interests of Malaysian ship owners, especially in a time when the industry is being hit by COVID-19. So how does the cabotage policy benefit the Malaysian industry? And does this then come at a cost to consumers? So joining us on the line this morning to discuss this is Dato' Abdul Haq Mohamed Amin, Chairman of the Malaysian Ship Owners Association, or MASA. Good morning, Dato. Welcome to the show. Now, MASA strongly supports the cabotage policy as in the interest of the Malaysian shipping industry. How would you respond to concerns that Malaysian ship owners currently don't have the capabilities to address undersea cable repairs in a timely manner?
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me here. I think the public must know what is cabotage all about. Cabotage policy is a policy is a bastion of sovereign countries. It's the last bastion to protect the interests of the domestic shipping and also the domestic trade. Most countries, over 90 countries in the world, practices cabotage. America, supposed to be the main advocating of free trade, they have a very strict cabotage policy. Likewise in other countries. You cannot get your Malaysian ship cannot go to America to do work in American waters. You can only take the cargo and get out from America. Likewise in Japan, likewise in Korea, likewise in China.
But so Dato, the question is, do we have the capabilities then
to
repair?
Yes, that's why I want to let the public understand what is cabotage first. I think in terms of what regarding the cable ship capability, yes, we have the local company. They have the capability. But this company is working outside Malaysia. So we are now trying to bring back this company, to work in the Malaysian waters. We have, I was told about maybe 10,000 to 15,000 kilometers of cable that are in our waters. That I think we need to build up our capability here and to keep our foreign exchange locally instead of getting the vessel from other country. This vessel from other country that come to Malaysia working in Malaysian water, they are not contributing anything except taking the freight out and not even employ our workers, our crew. Likewise, if our Malaysian flagship, we have a Malaysian, the freight will be remaining in the country, and also we are employing the local crew and a lot of benefit to the country. They don't even pay tax to our country.
But sorry to interrupt, but I was made to understand, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but there's only one shipping company that has a cable-laying vessel. So how does it benefit the Malaysian shipping industry? Isn't it a creation of a monopoly, though?
No. I think it's, like I said in my press statement, that it's not stopping any foreign company from coming into Malaysia. We are just want to develop the shipping company. I mean, if we see that there is a need of more vessel, to have this kind of vessel in the country, of course, our members will invest. But if you don't give us a chance to do this time over, it's a niche market. Of course, it's not cheap to invest on a cable ship. It's very expensive. So I think the telcos in Malaysia should understand also. I mean, like I said, if we want to be a free market, Why only few companies in telcos in Malaysia? Why don't open it to other from other countries, Singapore Singtel or Telkom Kretra or AT&T? Why limited to 3-4 companies? Likewise, we also want to protect our industry for our own Malaysianization program. So I think that is very important. I think we have to be a little bit patriotic like, in this matter.
Yeah, but Dato', you know, there's always this balance, right, between, benefiting the local shipping industry versus the questions of in terms of how much consumers ultimately pay. So the argument is that if we don't open up the shipping industry, this might lead to higher prices, which ultimately the consumers are the end up having to bear the brunt of it. So how do we balance these competing interests then?
I think that is the problem that the public, don't understand about this in shipping, in the shipping industry. Freight is just a fraction of the supply chain of the shipping industry. It's a very small part of the supply chain. That's a lot. For example, when a cargo is carried from Port Klang to Tawau, for example, there is a lot of there's other element there, like warehousing, trucking, port charges. Then there were shipping there, shipping freight. And then once you arrive in Kota Kinabalu, there will be again warehousing, port charges, trucking, and go to and the infrastructure there. I mean, it will cost. So the freight has always been there. So people are saying that the price of goods in Sabah Sarawak increasing because of the cabotage. So far, in 2017, the cabotage was liberalized partly by the former then Prime Minister. And the price didn't come down. Because even when the foreign ship come in, the price didn't come down. So the stigma that the freight is the issue here, I think it's wrong. It's not that, you see. So I think we have to be patriotic. You know, we need to develop our shipping company. We need to ensure that our domestic fleet are increasing, because otherwise it's very, people want to invest also very difficult, you know. We have a lot of public colleges and universities training all these seafarers and maritime students, you know. If we don't have our national fleet, where are they going to go?
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Dato' Abdul Haq Mohamed Amin, chairman of the Malaysian Ship Owners Association, giving us his point of view with regards to the domestic cabotage policy, saying in some way that, you know, the Malaysian shipping industry needs the breathing space to grow and to also develop. Otherwise, it will not be able to get up to a certain level of skill set. Now, Roshan, what were your key takeaways?
I think it was a very interesting take from Dato' there, because he gave us a bit more context into the cabotage policy. Because my initial impression of this was that it was limited to just the undersea cables, right? And the more I look into it, it is really just this sovereign water situation as well. And then he highlighted that, you know, Malaysia is not the only country that does this. Everyone wants to protect their own freight, I guess. Shipping industry. And freight is just a small part of that. So definitely a very interesting conversation with him, but still a lot of concerns over what the impact to the internet is, what the impact to the consumer is.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, our average cable repair times in Malaysia is 27 days compared to 20 days in Philippines, 19 days in Singapore and 12 days in Vietnam. So at the end of the day, do consumers pay the price for this? Do prices of our internet services actually much higher than it should be? But up next, we'll be speaking to Patrick Diamond, Associate Professor of Public Policy at Queen Mary University of London, on UK's spending review. That's happening after the 7:30 a.m. news bulletin. Stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.